This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. When Iran makes the news now, it's often because of conflict or the country's nuclear program. But Iran also has a centuries-old rich Persian culture. And now the musical group Niaz is reviving and redefining that legacy, creating what they refer to as folk music for the 21st century. Producer Derek Rath has more.
The group Niaz, a word that means need or yearning in both Farsi and Urdu, is made up of vocalist Azam Ali, instrumentalist Loga Rahman Torkian, and producer Carmen Rizzo. Azam and Loga are well established in world music circles by their more traditional Middle Eastern work with the groups Vas and Axiom of Choice, respectively. Carmen Rizzo has produced for pop luminaries such as Alanis Morissette, Grant Lee Phillips, and Seal. The trio started working together as Niaz last year with the intention of moving beyond the world music milieu. Vocalist Azam Ali says the three were inspired to showcase Persian culture for a wider contemporary audience.
For us, the desire to do this came from the fact that in Persian music specifically, there is either really very cheesy pop music or extremely classical music. There's really nothing in between. And so the basic lyrical framework for the music is based on traditional Sufi and Urdu poetry. And we're using it in a very modern context, which is something that really has not been done.
Ask any major music exec about funding a marriage of 13th century Indian and Persian poetry and music with dance electronica, and he'll probably show you the door. But you know what? Here it works. The key to the music's success is its integrity. Rather than punching a button on a beatbox and adding some exotic sounding samples for flavor, Niaz reverses the process and makes studio production the servant of traditional instruments and form. This is why producer Carmen Rizzo accepted the invitation to join Niaz.
When I found out that they were interested in making sort of a fearless, you know, kind of record, I thought, this is great. I really want to do it. I believe that they didn't want to make a traditionalist record, and you know, I didn't either. And it was just finding that happy medium, really, of trying to just sort of pay respect to both worlds, really.
Getting the balance between the electronic and acoustic was a test for both Carmen and the main instrumentalist of the group, Iranian-born Loga. His instruments of choice include the Turkish saz, Persian lute, and an obscure 14th century European instrument, the guitar viol, which is played with a bow.
It's originally was used in Renaissance time. Acoustic version of it went out of fashion because it could not compete with its siblings, cello and viola. But now it's been revitalized, and this one is an electric version.
Niaz blends into the music mix the final ingredient, Persian Farsi and Urdu poetry from India dating back to the 13th century. Azam herself translated the Urdu poetry for the album's liner notes, and several of the group's tracks feature the romantic Farsi verse of Jalaluddin Rumi, one of the greatest poets of the Sufi faith. The music of Niaz is an intoxicating brew of classical Persian redif, Punjabi bhangra and electronics, and this collage of cultures comes naturally to the members of the group. Italian artist Carmen Rizzo's musical journey has immersed him in the rhythms of Japan, North Africa and India. Iranian-born Azam grew up in India and has lived much of her adult life in the US. And Loga also moved from Iran to the US, first Oregon and now Los Angeles. He feels that Niaz, through its music, is creating its own homeland.
You have to define your own boundaries and your own world, because whatever I experience would never be the same as the way that an American experiences the society here, nor when I go to Iran, I would never experience Iran the same way an Iranian that is living there experience Iran. So you're kind of living your own world and you created it, and the music and the art we all do, it just becomes a natural extension of that.
Hovering between East and West, ancient and modern, Niyaz engages audiences who have little regard for musical borders or preconceptions. For NPR News, this is Derek Rath in Los Angeles.